You look just like him.
Oh, Daphne, come on. Huh? The theme this evening is to come dressed as your hero.
Fidel Castro.
Sigmund Freud. Daphne, don't you think that bowl is a little bit small for a whole night of trick-or-treaters?
Oh, I don't think so. The children in the building are too scared to ring our bell.
Why is that?
They're afraid of old man Crane.
Oh, poor Dad.
It's not him, Dr. Crane, it's you.
What? I'm old man Crane? Good Lord, I have tousled every young head in this building from the laundry room to the rooftop.
Yeah, apparently that's how it started. They think you're feeling to see if their brains are right.
How do you know all this?
They have a whole rhyme about you. Old man Crane, make him mad and he'll eat your brain.
That's absurd. How do children get such crazy ideas?
Keep it down, will you?
We're just playing.
I know, but you know how old man Crane gets. Especially on Halloween, or as he calls it, harvest time.
Hey, Fresh?
Hello. Baseball man.
Oh, come on. Joe DiMaggio. You know who he is, don't you?
Well, of course. Joe DiMaggio was married to Marilyn Monroe, who was also married to Arthur Miller, the playwright, who wrote Death of a Salesman, The Crucible, A View from the Bridge. You see, Dad, I know a lot more about baseball than you think.
How does this party game of yours work? Is it like charades? Because I don't like charades.
Oh, no. No, Dad. It's actually much better. You see, I have devised some questions that we will answer as our heroes. What better way to learn about each other than to explore the personalities of those who most inspire us, huh?
Couldn't we just play charades?
You know, if this evening goes really well, I may consider marketing my little invention. It's a welcome change from those tiresome theme parties when someone gets murdered.
Yeah, it could still happen.
Hello? Gil. What happens? Shouldn't you be on your way by now? Well, yes, of course we'll be playing my little game. Oh, you don't sound sick. Oh, now I hear it. Oh. All right, feel better.
Isn't that like your eighth cancellation?
Yes. Must be something going around at the office. Hi!
Hey, it's Joe DiMaggio.
Hey, ma'am.
I see you've brought a little puppy.
Yes. We've been trick-or-treating all afternoon, and she's exhausted.
Gee, that's strange. You know, the children in our building haven't even started trick-or-treating.
Are you kidding? I just rode up the elevator with five Britney Spears and a sweaty Harry Potter. I'm gonna go put her down in your room. Can I change there?
Well, as you know, Ross, change can only occur after years of hard work and analysis. Huh?
It's gonna be a hell of a party.
What the heck are you supposed to do?
Reginald Dwight, you may know me as Sir Elton John.
Daphne, I must say, I hardly think of Elton John as an heroic figure.
Yes, he is. He's been a great musician for over 30 years. There's also his charity work and his knighthood.
Well, I must say I never thought of it that way, which is exactly the point of this evening. Thank you for putting so much thought into your costume rather than just throwing on something frivolous.
Wow, Roz, you look great.
Oh, Roz, are you serious?
What?
But your hero is Wonder Woman. You're supposed to come dressed as the person you most admire, whom you most wish to emulate. I'm not even sure you can do that to the flag.
I'm sorry. When you said hero, I thought you meant superhero.
Yes, and when you saw me dressed in a beard with a cigar, what superhero did you think I was?
That butler who cooked for Batman?
Speaking of which, could you help me bring out some cheese, Wonder Woman?
I'd be glad to, Elton John.
Hello? Kenny! Gus, don't you think you should have left by now? Well, actually, you know, there have been a few cancellations, so that will allow us to delve even deeper into our psyches. Really, what kind of sick? Oh, gosh, that sounds horrible. Yes, all right. Well, take care. You know, we might be wise to take some echinacea.
Somebody get me a beer!
Niles, what in the world?
Well, you said dress is your hero. Hello, Dad.
Holy moly, Niles, this is unbelievable.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. Tasia said to come as your hero, not as the handsomest man in the world.
Niles, I thought you were going to come as Carl Jung.
Well, I changed my mind.
Yes, but the idea of this evening is to come as a classic hero, someone who truly inspires you. I mean, no offense, Dad. It's, you know, someone of truly unquestioned greatness. Again, no offense, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Blow it out your whistle. No offense.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, isn't that the cutest thing?
What the heck are you supposed to be?
That's exactly what I said.
I guess we have a full compliment. May as well get on to the main event. Wonder Woman, Elton John, Martin Crane, Joe DiMaggio. I think you all know each other. Why don't you have a seat and we will proceed to a night of frivolity and enlightenment.
Oh, Joe, I insist you take my chair.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, then. Let's dive into the question bowl. Now, remember, our job is to answer these questions as the people we honor tonight.
Well, what if I'm someone who just wants to watch TV? Can I do that?
Yeah, can I?
Very amusing. Yes. I took the liberty of jotting down a few reminders and regulations for your edification.
There you go, Marty.
Niles, you don't really have to drink there.
Oh, well, I'm already wearing black shoes with white socks. I may as well go all the way.
All right. Question number one, the inaugural question in the first game ever of Hero Worship. Copyright Fraser Crane, boilerplate. As your hero, please share your reaction to the Human Genome Project. Not only as a scientific venture, but as a regulatory challenge to governments, foreign and domestic.
No.
Are you insane?
All right. Maybe we'll just save that for the lightning round. Well, as your hero, describe the most significant relationship in your life.
Hmm? Oh, all right. Fine.
All right, fine. I'll tell you what, I'll go first. So it is common for a parent to deeply impact the life of her child, consider the exponential power that parent wields when she loves one of the children above the rest, singling him out as my golden Siggy and referring to
boring.
Really, Fraser, mother Freud, yes. We get it.
All right, very well. Now, in the first of many wrinkles, the game will proceed counterclockwise. Joe.
Oh, all right. Well, even though I had a big family, I'd have to say that my most important relationship was probably with Marilyn Monroe. Ooh. Although I might have been married before that, I'm not sure.
I wrote a song about Marilyn Monroe. Candle in the Wind.
Yes, that's very good. Can't believe I'm saying this, but Wonder Woman, you're next.
Okay, my greatest relationship was with my alter ego, who was a nurse in the army, and her name was Diana Prince.
Hey! I wrote a song about Princess Diana. and it was the same song I wrote about Marilyn Monroe.
That's weird.
Really weird.
You would never think that two such disparate characters across half a century of time could be connected like that.
That's because they're not connected! The song was written about Princess Diana, not Diana Prince.
Still, it's a pretty odd coincidence.
It's not a coincidence at all. It's just two names that barely sound alike when one of them is pronounced in reverse order. Now, if we could just return to my game.
It says right here that one of the objectives is lively conversation.
Which is what we're having.
Yeah. I think I know what my game's objectives are, and they do not include this nascent migraine.
All right. Martin Crane, why don't you tell us about your most significant relationship?
All righty. In 1952... I met a woman named Hester Palmer, and even though she's been gone 14 years, she was not only the greatest relationship in my life, but also the greatest blessing. I miss her every day.
You're a good boy, Niles.
Oh.
Niles, can I see you in the kitchen?
Did Niles finally get here? Where is that boy genius?
It's okay. Dad, can I see you in the kitchen, please?
Why is he looking at me? I'm not Freud's dad.
Martin Crane!
It doesn't take Freud to see what's going on here.
What are you talking about?
Oh, your little ploy is working out brilliantly, isn't it? Not only have you stolen my thunder as host, you've also won the approval you so desperately crave from Dad.
This is not about craving approval. This is about honoring someone I respect and admire. The fact that you're threatened by it speaks volumes about your insecurities.
Oh, please, don't you turn this on me. I am perfectly comfortable in my relationship with Dad.
Well, then you should be glad that he's having fun, which rarely happens at your parties. Or mine. So, why don't we both take pride in that and just be happy for him? Or as Dad would say, chuck your big bazoo and stop thinking so much.
Oh, do you have one of those murder mystery games?
So that's it, then. The party's over?
What are you talking about? We're just getting started.
But you're not playing my game. This is chaos with just five people in costumes drinking.
Amen! Here, Ross, would you take a picture of Marty Crane with his hero, Joe DiMaggio? I'll make a great Christmas card.
Yeah, good idea, Dad. You've already ruined Halloween. Why not ruin Christmas, too?
Oh, Frasier, come on, relax. We're just having fun. Hey, have a beer. It really takes the edge off.
Yeah, don't be a spoilsport.
Spoilsport? I haven't spoiled anything. I'm not the bad guy here. That boy just steal your candy.
Yeah.
Tell me his name. I'll go speak to his parents for you.
His parents are my parents. He's my brother.
This isn't easy having a brother, is it?
No.
That can be selfish and thoughtless.
Butt faces.
Butt faces, yes. And butt faces, too. But you know, what might put things right?
What?
The smallest pinch of fiberglass in his bed. It'll get under his skin. He'll itch for days with no clue how it got there. Have you seen those spare rolls of insulation they keep in the basement?
That sounds pretty mean.
He stole your candy, didn't he? And embarrassed you in front of your friends?
I guess. But still, he's not so bad.
Seemed pretty bad a moment ago.
Well, he was just showing off. Yeah. But most says he's all right.
Still, the man stole your candy. And ruined your much-anticipated evening. Shouldn't there be repercussions?
Are you okay?
Yes. Suppose I'm just having a bit of a temper tantrum, that's all.
Yeah, I get those too. I'm going home. See you later.
Yep, see you later. Say, you know, maybe I'll go home, too. If your brother doesn't get back your candy, you can always come trick-or-treating at my apartment. I got bags of this stuff. You can have all you want.
Really? Awesome.
Apartment 1901.
1901? You're the guy who eats brains.
Now, come on. If I really ate brains, children would be disappearing from the building all the time. You haven't noticed anything like that, have you?
No.
That's because I don't eat brains. Not human brains, anyway. Nice fresh order of calves' brains and a bird noir sauce. Now, that would be... I don't eat brains.
All right, stop it.
What?
I don't want to watch myself make out with Elton John.
Hello, all.
Hey. Oh.
I would like to apologize for my petulant departure. I just want us all to enjoy ourselves this evening. And Niles, I never should have questioned your motives for this wonderful tribute.
Thank you, son.
It was our fault, too, Dr. Crane. We really didn't give your game a chance.
Yeah, let's give it another shot. Jolton Joe wouldn't quit, neither will I.
All right, Ross, since you misunderstood tonight's theme, I'll tell you what, why don't you answer this question as your true hero, whomever that may be?
Actually, I didn't misunderstand anything. You made so much fun of my costume, I got so embarrassed, so I lied. Wonder Woman really is my hero. I mean, she's smart and beautiful, moral, and totally independent.
Talk about Hooters.
Hey, I keep that to myself.
Ross, I never should have criticized you. I am terribly sorry. Thank you.
Oh, Daphne, you didn't bring me a Brewster.
I think you've had enough.
Oh, you can never have enough beer, Jody.
That's Joe D.
Niles, I believe that you're next.
Huh.
Tell us about your hero's greatest disappointment.
Oh, well, that I never got to take my kids to see Joe DiMaggio play.
Oh, that's not your fault, Marty. I retired when they were infants.
Guess it's not that important. My kids wouldn't know a baseball if it hit them in the face. In fact, that pretty much describes their one day in Little League. No offense, Joe, my kids did not care about baseball. Hell, they didn't care about anything that was important to me.
Right, now that's not fair.
No, Joe. I'm just saying you and me were regular guys. You know, we know how to hang out with regular guys and shoot the breeze and knock a few back, but not my kids. No, they're too good for that stuff. They got all their fancy degrees, but they never learned how to be regular guys. So I guess if I had to pick my two biggest disappointments...
You stop right there. You will not put these words in my mouth. I was always proud of you boys, and I will not be portrayed as some drunken, judgmental jackass.
That's why I didn't dress as you, Dad.
You're a good son, Frazier.
I'll go round to Ballas. Another great party.
I am so sorry. I don't know what got into me.
I'd say about six of these.
Everything was so perfect, and I just blew it. I feel terrible.
Oh, Niles. Why don't you just go talk to him?
I'm sure I am the last person he wants to see right now.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that. He's not your hero for nothing.
Right. Thank you, Frazier.
But maybe you should talk to him as Niles.
Good idea. Oh. Hey,
Help me get this wig off.
Right.
Ow!
Stop. Sorry.
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
Stop it!
Ow!
All right. Too much spirit gum on it. You know, I'm gonna need something to pry it off.
I'll get it.
Right.
Here, try this.
Oh, thanks, Daphne. All right, now, come on, now hold still.
Easy,
all right,
easy,
now.
Easy.
Trick or treat! Oh, how lovely. One moment.
Wait, you're hurting me!
That's because you keep fighting me!
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.